Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today we're looking at one of the most practical, and let's be honest, challenging passages in the entire New Testament. We're in the book of James, chapter 4. If you've spent any time in James, you know he does not pull any punches. He's all about making sure our faith isn't just something we talk about, but something that we live. He's writing to people who say they follow Jesus, but their lives are full of conflict, divided loyalties, and worldly desires. And right in the middle of this, he gives us an incredible, powerful roadmap for what it looks like to be in right relationship with God. It's a series of commands that all flow from one central idea, humility. First, let's read it in. Today we're looking at James 4, verses 7 through 10. So let's listen to what this passage says. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. That is a lot to take in, right? It's pretty intense. Grieve, mourn, wail. It sounds heavy, but this isn't about being gloomy just for the sake of, you know, being gloomy. This is James giving us an urgent step-by-step guide on how to close the distance between us and God and experience his incredible grace. Let's break this down a little bit. It starts with that first command, submit yourselves then to God. That word submit, like it can make us feel a little bit uncomfortable. It sounds like giving up, but in the kingdom of God, it's not giving up so much as it's giving in. It's an urgent call to stop fighting, to stop trying to be our own king, and to happily, willingly place our allegiance to God's loving authority. It's admitting that he knows better than we do. Right? And notice the very next thing he says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. These are two ideas, but they're really two sides of the same coin. Like you cannot submit to God while also submitting to the enemy. You can't have it both ways. When we submit to God, his truth, his values, his ways, his wisdom, we are actively resisting the lies and temptations of the enemy. And look at that promise. Like we resist, and then he, the devil, will flee. Not might flee, he will. And then James gets right to the heart of it. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Right? It's one of the most beautiful promises in all of Scripture. God is not playing hide and seek. He is not distant and angry, waiting for you to mess up. He is waiting for you to turn towards him. Right? So how do we draw near? By approaching him with an open and humble heart. It means setting aside time, opening his word, and just being with him. And as we take one step toward him, he closes the rest of the distance. Right, but James knows we can't just waltz in. There's a problem. He says, wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Right, and this is where his critique gets a little bit sharp. He's calling out the double-minded hypocrites. Right? These are folks trying to live with one foot in God's kingdom and one foot in the world. They want God's blessing on Sunday. They want the world's approval on Monday. James says this is a divided loyalty, and it's like a spiritual poison. It undermines any real relationship with God. And so he tells us to wash and purify. I mean, it's a call to repentance, not just a casual, oops, my bad, let's move on. But that's why he uses such strong language, grieve, mourn, and wail. He's saying, take our sin, take your sin seriously. See it for what it is. See it for something that breaks fellowship with God. Right, and something that actually destroys you from the inside out. And when we really see our sin, our shallow laughter should turn to mourning. Right? This isn't about wallowing in shame. It's about having a godly sorrow that leads to real change. And all of this, submitting, resisting, drawing near, purifying, grieving, it all leads to this final beautiful summary. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. That's the goal. Humility. The paradox of the Christian faith is that the way up is down. The way to be exalted by God is to get low before Him. When we do, right, He is the one who lifts us up, resulting in a life that is fruitful, full of character, and mature. Right, this is the journey that He invites us on. Next, let's take a moment to pray it up. Right, let's right now, whether you're in the car, on a walk, in the kitchen, right, let's engage in this process of prayer. Start with the idea of drawing near to God. But the text implies a kind of spiritual physics. Like when we draw near to God, the devil is pushed further away. But the opposite is also true. Like when we draw near to our own selfishness, our own pride, the world's values, God is pushed further away. Just take a second to reflect. What has been the pattern of your life over the last week? No condemnation here, just an honest assessment. Have you been drawing near to Him, or have other things been pulling you away? Now, let's ask Him. Maybe your prayer sounds like this. God, what does it mean for me in this season of my life to draw near to You? Finally, let's be honest for a moment. James' words are sharp. If He were to ask, would we answer the question by saying, we are the ones who are double-minded? Let's ask ourselves before the Lord, Lord, am I resisting You, or am I resisting the enemy? In what area of my life am I fighting Your will? Where am I resisting Your conviction? Where am I choosing my plan over Yours? Or today, help me to draw near to glorify You. Amen. Finally, let's live it out. This is our channel challenge. The original devotional, maybe you read it, asks us to reflect on a recent situation and ask if our response is rooted in humility and pride. That's a great exercise in self-awareness. Let's take it one step further, right? Let's not just look back, let's look ahead. As you go into your next situation today, your next meeting, your next conversation with kids or spouse, the next time you're in traffic, the next time you're on social media, I want you to pause just for a second and ask the question, what does a humble response look like right now? At the end of the day, pride reacts quickly. It defends, it attacks, it needs to be right, it needs the last word. Humility responds. It listens. It seeks to understand. It admits when it's wrong. It serves when it would rather be served. A challenge today is to find one opportunity to actively choose the humble response. Because when we humble ourselves, we're not just doing something. We're making space for God to do what only He can do. Lift us. Thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.